people were always telling me what a privilege it was to work under Inspector Steen. And it was. He was, after all, the man who had masterminded the Middle Street Massacre, in which 17 local hoodlums met each other one Sunday afternoon in Middle Street while all the police on duty were round the corner at Luigi's gobbling Knickerbocker glories. Steen had never liked villains. During his 30 years in the Metropolitan Police, which included the war years, he had miraculously always managed to avoid them.
Now, in the 1920s at Billingsgate Market, one would often nudge up against the rather pathetic population of scats. Check in any dictionary today and you certainly won't find the word, but I assure you that these scats were amusing little chaps who would earn sixpence from the regular fish porters by helping to push their wares to the cart stands in Eastcheap or Great Tower Street. Up the ill, Gov, they would ask. In police circles, we adopted the phrase. When someone offered up the ill, it meant that they would assist you in the short term in some task you were about. On the eve of the Middle Street Massacre in June 1951, I remember the char lady at the station in Brighton offering up the ill, sir. And I was touched. It turned out she, of all people, had invaluable information about the whereabouts of the desperate gangs that were about to engage in Pyrrhic warfare. So, I was very touched indeed. You might say that my fame and fortune were built on that charlady offering so selflessly up the ill. I remember, incidentally, the first time I saw myself in my policeman's uniform. Of course, the helmet was an even taller object in those days. It required perfect posture.
Ooh. How do they get the spoons this long? Any idea, Twitten?
Hmm? Mm. I heard your talk last night, sir. It was very good.
Thank you, Constable. One does one's best. I rather wish I'd had the chance to be a philosopher, you know.
You can tell, sir.
As it is, I once helped Bertram Russell onto a number 14 bus in Gower Street, and that was it.